You're listening to SBS News.
Nisha Parik and her husband arrived in Australia 1 week before lockdown.
We are just settled here and after that we can't find any job, and me and also my husband can't get any job. So it's very difficult.
She's studying a master's in information technology. Her husband came to support her.
The time upcoming, we are very excited about Sydney because there's a new place for both of us and we have come here for the study.
It was supposed to be a dream come true. Instead, they're among 400 international students in Sydney who have registered for free groceries from Sikh volunteers. Turbans for Australia President Amar Singh has created hampers especially for them.
This has all the Indian grocery items that people need, and this would averagely last you about 2 weeks. It has lentils, rice, wheat flour. All of this stuff is from donations by the community, or we've sourced from suppliers by those donations. And we want to tell the international students and other migrants who are in stress due to financial crisis that they're not in it, we are in it together.
International students inject about $32 billion into Australia's economy, but in New South Wales, many say they've been neglected during the pandemic. Amandeep Henda has just been laid off at a Sydney hotel. Her family in India was supporting her until their income was hit by the national lockdown.
Minister said that they can't provide the help. You can go home. How can we go home?
Around the country, the Northern Territory is diverting part of a fund to help keep international students in work. Queensland is supporting international students with online counselling, care packs and meals. There are emergency one-off payments available in Victoria, South Australia and Tasmania. The ACT has a direct employment fund, and in WA, a crisis relief program's been launched.
Right now, the world is watching how New South Wales, how Sydney treats international students.
That's New South Wales opposition leader Jodie McKay. She says New South Wales is the only state in the country without dedicated support for international students.
We want them here in the good times. We take their fees. We ask them to work and pay tax. Yet in the bad times, we leave them to fend for themselves.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says support is still being considered.
Fair discussions which are happening at a national level, the New South Wales government hasn't made any decision in that regard at this stage, but you'd have to assume that would be a decision or an indication from a national cabinet perspective.
Volunteers for Turbans for Australia, such as Mr. Singh, have been so busy they've opened another location at a hall in Parramatta. They're packing and handing out hampers 7 days a week.
This would be the biggest event for us in the 5 years we've been going, and it's a stressful situation for all, but also financially it's crippling.
And you can keep up to date with the latest on coronavirus at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Charlotte Lamb, SBS News.